It also sat in my trunk for a week and got bounced around over drinking it warm.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's college basketball coming to you from Napa, California. Tonight, the Napa Valley College Storm hosts the Solano College Falcons. It's Bay Valley Conference basketball on KVON. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to another sports presentation. Tonight we have college basketball, and boy, is this a big game for these two teams tonight. Both trying to end losing streaks and having a shot at a team that's about on par with the other team. So it'll be interesting to find out who is all set and raring to go for this. I'm Ira C. Smith on behalf of our sports boosters. Welcome in, settle back, relax, and we hope you enjoy the broadcast. Tino Alessio with us here with the statistical aspect of tonight's game.
Thank you, Ira. It's always a pleasure to be here. We've got a fantastic courtside broadcasting position, and it's always fun to do these college games because the high school kids are absolutely great, and I love watching those games, but when the college kids get out there, they are so much faster and more athletic than the high school kids. It really is literally and figuratively a different game that we're watching, and it should be really fun tonight.
Angelo Lyons is our engineer back at the KVON studio. Napa Valley College Storm is coached by Steve Fall, and this is his 14th year as the head coach. Carson Caratini is one of the assistant coaches. Brandon Bracey is another for the Storm. And for Solano College, the Falcons are coached by John Nagel. This is his 16th year as the head coach for the Falcons out of the Sassoon area. But here's the interesting thing, Dino. Napa Valley College comes into tonight having lost 6 games in a row. Solano College comes in having lost 10 games in a row. Overall, Napa has a 3-16 record. Solano has a 2-16 record. In league play, Napa Valley College is 1-5. Solano College is 0-7. So what a game this is as far as importance for the programs of these two teams.
Absolutely, and I imagine that one win that Napa has in conference maybe have been against Solano. No,
they play Solano the second time, the February 22nd, the end of the season. That was their first league game. It was against Merritt, and they won 75-72 on a last-second shot from mid-court in overtime that went in for the victory. And Merritt College has only lost twice, one of them to Napa.
That's amazing. And that's why we love sports so much, especially amateur sports, because really, you do not know going into a game what could happen. People will have expectations. I mean, a lot of people thought Alabama would have no problem with Clemson in that college football championship a few weeks ago. And Clemson not only won, but they won big. So the beauty of the game is, you know, in a basketball game, you've got 5 guys out there on the court, and on any given night, either team can win.
Last year, Napa Valley College Storm had 7 sophomores on the roster and 6 freshmen. This year, there are just 2 sophomores and 10 freshmen on the team. While taking a look at Solano, and we have not had a chance to talk to John Nagel. He just arrived here now, and he's off to our left, but we haven't had a chance to talk to him about his lineup yet, so we won't know his starters until he actually come out on the court. But he's been a fixture there 16 years. So we, as I mentioned, did not have a chance to chat with him. But we did talk with Steve Ball, and we'll be back in a moment and hear the comments from the Napa Valley College head coach after we take time out for these messages. Well, we're back here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium getting set for this BVC basketball action. And let's find out from Coach Seafall in his 14th year about the season.
Joel, what can you tell us about what you have seen and if it's just what you expected?
I hope for a little bit more, a better record, but for progress-wise, I think we're on pace a little bit, maybe a little bit behind pace from what I'd hoped for. We're really happy that we still have everybody after the semester intersession. You know, we had eight guys get a 3.0 or better. We're really excited about our academic progress, and we're continuing to progress on the basketball court.
What about the local aspect? Seems like on your roster you're getting more locals.
Yeah, we are. This year we had a couple guys that sat out for us last year that are really local. Tomas Gomez Espana is leading us in scoring. Salim Ali Musa is leading us in rebounding, I believe. And Braxton Adderley, another local guy from Rodriguez High School, he's up there in scoring. Malcolm Bracey is up there in scoring from Bethel High School. We've got a lot of guys from the area, and we like to have a nice little blend. I think it's good for everyone culturally if you have a mix of players from outside the area, players from inside the area, players from Napa, players from Vallejo. I like the way we progress culturally with a nice blend like that.
With the season coming close after you get through the last half of your conference schedule, are there still changes being made?
As far as the from top to bottom in the conference, how things are going?
No, as far as your team.
Oh, with our team? No, we're taking it one practice at a time, just trying to get better. We're not making any additions, subtractions. We just need to do what we do better, build on that with so many young players on our team. You know, we only have two sophomores. Building that culture and continuing to understand and invest in that culture is going to continue to make us better for next year so that we can bring the new guys that we bring in right into the fold and teach them as we go so that I don't have to do as much of the little teachings and the players can kind of police themselves, as we say.
And those were the comments from the head coach for Napa Valley College Storm. That is Steve Ball. His players warming up to our left, and right in front of us a bit to our right, Solano College. The gym floor runs north and south here at Napa Valley College, and we are situated on the west side of the gymnasium, right near center court, right near the official scorers area. So we have a really nice location from which to describe the action. We'll be getting underway shortly. And as in previous years, when the MCAL used three officials, in the BVC they used three officials.
And I think that's probably a good idea in a college game because the players are moving around so quickly that you have a much better chance of seeing everything with three officials working the game. So I think it's probably worth the expense to have that third official so that they really could cover everything that's going on the court.
Just looking ahead, we have basketball tomorrow night over at Messner Gymnasium. Napa High girls are hosting Justin Siena. And then on Friday night, January 25th, we will be at Messner Gym once again, and it'll be the boys' action, Napa High against Justin Sennett. So after tonight, the next two nights, we have more local basketball action on the high school level here on KVON. But tonight, we've got to see which team will end that losing streak. Napa losing six in a row, Solano College losing 10 in a row, and both are really gunning for a win tonight.
Well, I imagine the beautiful thing, of course, is that these teams could both be 0-17 or 0-20, and they're still going to compete hard. But when you go into a game and you know you've been scuffling a little bit, but you're playing another team that you know has been scuffling as well, I'm sure both of these teams are thinking, hey, this is a game we should really be able to compete in. And it's going to give them that extra confidence, and I expect to see both teams play really well.
We'll be back in a moment, and look at the starting lineups for Napa Valley College. But first, we're going to take time out for these messages, and then we'll be right back. Well, let's first of all take a look at the starters for Solano College. Coming in from the Sassoon area, the Falcons will have Jordan Adams, a 6'1 freshman out of Wilsey Wood High School in Vacaville. You'll hear that name quite a bit because there are several players from Wood. Andrew Mime, who is a 5'9 sophomore, and Mime is from Wilsey Wood High School. Sterling Thomas, a 6'4 sophomore, is from Vacaville High School, the Bulldog territory. Courtney McLean, a 6'2 sophomore, is from Rodriguez High School. And a 6'6 freshman, Aaron Kelly, is from Vanden High School. So they have quite a few players from that former MEL league that Napa and Vintage were in. They still have the MEL league, but Napa and Vintage, of course, not only in that league, but in a different section now.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome that we have so many players from local schools. As Coach said, you like to get a mix. It's good to have kids who come from varying backgrounds and varying areas because it's part of the college experience is learning how to work and create social bonds with people who are not from your own neighborhood or city. So that part of it is good. But on the other hand, it is good to have some kids from the local high schools here playing because it's good for attendance because you get some of the fans and parents out here to watch. And it creates a nice continuity if you have some players who are local guys.
Well, taking a look at the Solano roster, we gave you the starters. They have four players that graduated from Wilsey Wood High School. They have another couple that are graduates of Vacaville High School. They have a Vallejo graduate. They have three that are from Vacaville High. And they have Dixon represented in the Fairfield area. Both Rodriguez and Bandon have players on the team. So that gives you a little sampling of the Falcons. Now looking at the host team, Napa Valley College Storm will be starting a 5'11 sophomore, Malcolm Bracey. He's from Jesse Bethel High School in Vallejo. Another freshman is 5'10", Braxton Adderley. He is from Rodriguez High School. So I went to the same high school and played on the same team that Courtney McLean did for Solano. So they're playing against each other tonight. From Napa High School, a 6'2 freshman, Tomas Gomez Espana. He leads the team in scoring. And another starter is a freshman, 6'5", Oscar Frank. He is from Trenton. And the fifth starter, another Napa High graduate, 6'5", freshman, Salim Ali Musa. So Napa High has two starters in the lineup. They also have Dakota Macias on the roster. He graduated from Napa High as well, and they have, representatives from Las Vegas, Skeet, and St. Patrick, St. Vincent's is represented. One player that is out of action tonight due to an ankle injury is Tyler Gerard. He is 6'8 and a freshman from Calusa. They will miss his size tonight.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that we're not going to get to see him play tonight. Let's just hope that he has a quick recovery and can get back in the lineup as quickly as possible.
So the two teams are finishing their warm-ups on the court now. Napa Valley College will be in their yellow gold uniforms with the sea green numerals, and it's the dark green. And the team from Solano, the Falcons, will be in their royal blue uniforms. They will have white numerals and white trim on that. And they have gone back to their respective benches. I mentioned Solano off to our left, Napa Valley College off to our right. And it's interesting to watch the transition of Steve Ball, who was so calm and reserved during the pre-game time. But once the buzzer blows and the whistle sounds and we go along, why, he gets very animated.
Yes, he's actually really fun to watch once the game starts, between issuing instructions to his players, issuing instructions to the officials, and he'll do a little waving of his arms, and he'll put on a good show. Unfortunately, this is radio, but we'll do our best to describe what's going on.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. The teams have gathered around their respective coaches, but let's see what the PA announcer has to say. Well, I'm not sure if we have a particular theme tonight. I know that Steve Ball likes to utilize special themes during the course of the season. But we rise now to playing the National Anthem. We'll take time out, and we'll be right back after. Well, the starting lineup is being introduced here. Solano coming in and averaging about 2.8 points per game. But perhaps you can hear in the background the introduction of the storm. So let's pick up that introduction. Well, I'm not sure you can understand what he's saying, so we'll just mention that Malcolm Bracey and Braxton Adderley were the first to introduce. Then Thomas Gomez Espana has just been introduced. Then Salim Ali Musa introduced. And so, Oscar Frank was introduced as well. So we're getting set now for the opening tip-off of this game. Solano trying to end a 10-game losing streak. The Storm from Napa trying to end a 6-game losing streak as they're getting set now for the officials to take their positions. For the most part, officiating has been very good in this league. So we have Solano going to the basket to our right, and Salim Ali Musa getting his jump set, be heading to the left for Napa Valley College. And Kelly, who's jumping, is 6'6". Ali Musa is 6'5". The ball is tossed in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Falcons. So play is underway now here at Napa Valley College. Napa's going into a man-to-man defense to start the game. And the pass comes over to Mime. Mime takes it out to the top of the key. Passes over to Thomas. Thomas on the angle left side. Brings it back out as they work it around the top of the key. Now over the left side. A three-point attempt is in and out. Spun out of there by Adams. And it's rebounded by the Storm. Quickly in the forecourt comes Bracey. Bracey takes over the right side to Adderley. Adderley looks around, passes over toward the left corner, gets it over there to Bracey. Bracey used up the dribble, comes back to Adderley between circles. Working against the man-to-man defense for Solano now. Pass goes low, baseline left, and the basket is good. Putting the shot up and scoring was Braxton Adderley, the first 2 points in the game. Napa quickly gets back on defense with transition there. Driving into the left-hand corner was Thomas. Can't get a shot away, so the sophomore brings it back out on the dribble. Gets it over to McLean. Back over on the left side, there's a three-point attempt up by Thomas. No good. Rebounded by Napa. Bringing the ball into the forecourt is Bracey. Bounce pass over to Gomez Espana. Back to Bracey. Goes left side. Cut off at the baseline. and brings it back out now as they're working. The pass this time is intercepted by Mame. Pass over the right side to Thomas. Back out it comes now to Adams. Over to the top of the key. Mame tries a three. No good. And it is rebounded by Napa. Napa leads it 2-0. We're underway here in the first half. They play 20-minute halves in the college ranks. Driving in the right-hand side is Bracey. Can't get a shot away. Checked off the drive now. Stop the dribble and passes over to Adderley. Adderley back near the center with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now he drives. Goes to the left of the key. Stop. Pulls up. Jump shot. Up. Off. No good. Rebound taken out by Adams for the Falcons. Adams comes down, fast break, pass off to the right wing to Thomas, who lays it in. So Thomas has tied up the score. Napa now very deliberately bringing the ball into the forecourt. Working at the point guard is Adderley. Over the right side now to Bracey. Bracey drives into the lane and passes under the basket. They can't get a shot, so back out to Bracey. Bracey behind the three-point arc to Thomas. Gomez Espana, shot up, no good. Rebound, they tried to put it up, and it is no good by Frank. Rebounded by Solano. Solano's trying to take its first lead in the game as they come into the forecourt. Thomas fakes left, drives right, stops behind the free throw line. Puts it underneath, spinning around, and they can't get a shot away. Now they do, putting it up with Thomas. Missed the shot, rebounded by Napa. We're tied at 2. Ball to the forecourt. Now under the basket, reverse layup is good. As it was Salim Ali Musa, Napa high graduate, that gets the field goal. 4-2, Napa in the lead. Solano very deliberately brings it into the attacking territory where Adams is over the right side there to McLean. McLean out of Rodriguez. Passes way over to the left side now as they're swinging it back and forth against the man-to-man defense. McLean drives in. He goes up. His shot is short, and there's a foul, a shove on the rebound, and it is McLean. Or check that. No, the foul is going to be charged to Kelly on a push-off. So Napa with the ball. Now here's a modified press coming up. It's a man-to-man, but it's now they've released, go back to midcourt as Napa brings the ball to the forecourt. Bracey, top of the key. Throw towards the left side. They drive toward the baseline. The ball is deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa. 20 seconds on the shot clock. We have played 4 minutes here in the first half, and it's 4-2. Napa lead, and Napa has the ball. There's a shot up from the left corner. It is no good by Ali Musa. Rebounded by Adams. Jordan Adams brings the ball quickly into the front court. Goes to the left of the key. Goes towards the baseline. He's cut off there. Brings it back out as they spread the offense against Napa's man-to-man defense. Working it over to Mime. Now out it comes to Adams. Tries a three and he hits it. Jordan Adams gets the first three-point basket in the game. And Solano has his first lead in the game. Comes inside of 15 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. Napa with the ball. Bounce pass to Ali Musa. Holds the ball high over his head and gets a pass. It's off the fingertips of Adderley out of bounds. Turnover for Napa.
That's not bad on the turnovers. Just 2 against Napa, 1 against Solano. And we're almost 5 minutes into this first half. Napa shooting has made 2 out of 6 from the floor, both two-point buckets. Solano has made 2 out of 7, but one of those was a three-pointer, and Solano leads with 15:09 to go in the first half by a score of 5-4.
So Napa trying to work against this I guess you'd call it a tenacious defense by the Falcons as they are pressing. They did start to press in the backcourt just one time, but then they released and went back and picked up the storm in the forecourt. So it'll be Solano's ball in their backcourt, and they have McLean, sophomore, out of Rodriguez, inbound the ball. He does so to Mime. Andrew Mime, played at Wilsey Wood High School. Started very tightly there by Bracey. Drives to the left side. Cut off playing behind the arc, and there's an offensive foul on a shove, and it's called on Kelly, and that is two fouls on Aaron Kelly coming into the lineup for Napa. Is 23, and so we have to look on our chart to see who that is, but we did not have a 23 on there. It's Terrence Coates. We had him listed as 13, so Terrence Coates is into the lineup for the first time for Napa. Napa down by a point, brings the ball into the forward court. Bracey over to Adderley, tries a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Solano's Adams. Brings it forward court. He's going to fire a long three. Boom! He got it. Wow, that is his second three-point basket. And it makes it 8-4 as Solano doubled. And there's a steal. Driving down is McLean. Goes up. He missed the shot, though, after the steal took it full court. Napa with the rebound. Frank into the forecourt. Passes over now to Bracey. Bracey fakes left. Drives right. Cut off, passes underneath to Frank. A reverse layup is good from the right to the left side. And Oscar Frank has his first 2 points. And it's 8-6. Solano with the ball and the lead. Adams working on the weave. Over to Mime. Now it comes back over to McLean. He's going to fire a long three. It's the iron, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Bracey for Napa. They go all the way. Drives in and has his pass. He tries to pass at the last moment, and it was intercepted by McLean. McLean brings it forward court for Solano. Out the top of the key, a three-point attempt is up. No good by Jordan Adams this time. He's 2-for-3 in the three-point range, however. Napa with the ball down by two. Inside of 13.5 minutes to go in the first half. Frank has it on a high post. And there is a whistle. And there is a foul called on Salim Ali Husa. Well, we have some changes for Napa. David Skeet is coming into the lineup. Adderley stays in there. And they have Scotty Strong has come into the game as well. Napa on the defense now. Driving over is Adams. Pulls up and gets a pass over to Mime, who tries a quick shot. No good. And Napa rebounds, trying a fast break down the left side. But good defense transition getting back for Solano. So now Napa pulls the ball back out to set up their deliberate pattern. Goes over to the right side. Open for a three. No good by Coates, but Napa gets the offensive rebound now. Down by two. Coates drives in. Oh, a good feed under the basket, but reverse layup is good again by Oscar Frank. He's had two field goals, both of which have been reverse layups, going from the right side of the basket to the left side. And we're tied at 8 apiece. Napa stays in a man-to-man as it is Stephanie who just came into the ball game for Solano. He's working out there at the guard post along with Mime. Mime drives into the lane, spins, and kicks it back out now. There was a little travel on Stephanie. They did call. He puts the shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Napa. Getting the ball was Frank. Hands it behind him now to Strong. Strong is listed as 5'8". As it's over the left side, there is a shot from the corner. Good. He passed it over, and it was Coast that got the three-pointer from the corner for Napa, and a full timeout is asked for by Solano. So 11:38 to go in the first half. The score is Napa 11, Solano 8. We'll be right back after this message. The Merritt College, the team that Napa defeated in that overtime win, we told you about 75-72 on that three-point basket from midcourt as time was expiring in the overtime. So Merritt will be trying to get a little revenge back next Friday night. We resume action now as Solano has the ball. They trail by 3 points. They work to Stephanie. Stephanie on the weave. They get it in the middle now, and the ball is deflected. but they keep it position as Adams gets it. And underneath the shot up, no good. Rebound put up and goes over the backboard by George Stewart, a freshman out of Dixon High School. And the foul, I think, is going to go on Ali Musa. That is two on the Napa High graduate. That'll put at the foul line George Stewart, a 6'1 freshman. Stewart's first free throw is perfect. George Stewart back at the line now with his team down by 2 points. Bouncing the ball, sighting, shooting, and he got it to roll off. No good. Ali Musa rebounds for Napa Valley College. Gets the ball over to Adderley. Adderley brings it forward court. Takes it towards the middle. Now to the right side. He fires a three. No good. The rebound is cleared out by Jordan Adams for the Falcons. He's hit two threes. Brings it down. Drives all the way. Layup is good. Oh, that time he was not going to settle for a three-pointer. Took it right down through the keyhole area right up and laid it off the glass for 2 points to tie up the game at 11. Napa gets the ball underneath the basket, going up with a shot and missing, but tipping it up and in is Ali Musa. Salim Ali Musa gets his second field goal here in the first half, and Napa goes back into lead 13-11. 10.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Jordan Adams working on the weave. They've also brought Andy Ramirez, a freshman out of Moreno Valley, into the ballgame. He has the ball now over to Adams. Adams spreads the attack now. 7 seconds on the shot clock. He fires another three. This one is no good. Ali Musa tried for the rebound, and he was fouled. Ali Musa had the height advantage. And the foul called on George Stewart, who made one out of two when he was at the foul line, picks up his first foul. Here's Kenny Strong into the forecourt for Napa, passing it over to Coates. Coates drives towards the baseline, then pass over to Ali Musa, goes up with a half hook and makes it. Ali Musa has three field goals here in the first half, and Napa has a 4-point lead, 15-11, midway through this first half. In the forecourt, Ramirez. Well, oh, and Napa collapses on the defense. They're able to get in there and steal the ball, but then they nearly throw it out of bounds, and it does go out of bounds. Well, they had a lot of hustle over in there to steal the ball, but then in their attempt to start a fast break tossed the ball out of bounds. Back into the lineup is Andrew Mime. Also, they have Brandon Dirt, a sophomore. Another one from Will C. Wood High School in Vacaville. 15-11 score. Napa with the lead. And Solano with the basketball. Tomas Gomez Espana, Napa's leading scorer on the season, has yet to take a shot in this game. Inbounds pass to Mime. The sophomore bothered in the backcourt by Scotty Strong. Gets across the timeline. Starts down the right side. Defense nicely by Strong, so passes over the top, the key out to the left, goes over there, driving into the lane, putting up a running hook shot, and scoring was Cortland McLean, his first basket. Napa, with 9 minutes to go in the half, has a two-point lead. Pass goes over to the left side, baseline, Ali Musa drive, baseline, goes up, shoots, and scores. Salim Ali Musa now with four field goals here in this first half. Back to a four-point lead. Driving in the lane. And the ball was deflected, stolen away, and a jump ball. Well, that was a good call by the official as Sterling Thomas drove into the lane and the defense collapsed around him, able to tie him up. And the already possession arrows favoring Napa. So Napa will get the ball in the backcourt. They have Tomas Gomez Espana and Strong in the backcourt. Comes to the top of the key now. Strong, big flip. Pass over to the right side. A three-point attempt up. No good by Gomez Espana. Rebounded by Solano. Fast break. Coming down 3-on-3. Now they kick it back out.
and trying a three-pointer, and hitting it was Portland McLean. They gave him that three-pointer. The defense backed away from him. That left him open, and he was able to drill it, making it a one-point Napa lead. Napa back into the forecourt, strong right side, free-throw line extended there. It lobs one into the corner. Now it goes underneath, turn around, half-hook shot is up, but no good by Dolliver. Rebounded by Solano. They have a chance to regain the lead now as they bring it forecourt to Stephanie. Looks like he was nearly in the forecourt. Nearly had a backcourt violation, but he just did not quite get into the forecourt, but did pass it behind him. Now they bring it into the forecourt. Comes right side to Thomas. Gets it over. A three-point attempt is up by Stephanie. No good. Rebound by Gomez Espana. He drives into the forecourt on the left hand. Stops his dribble. Passes over towards the left now. He gets it to Gracie. Gracie back to Strong as they spread it around again. Underneath to Ali Musa, nearly traveled. Now out to Strong. He tries the three. No, but he was fouled. That'll be three free throws coming as Alex Stepney tried to block the shot and fell into it. That's the way that a guy named Curry likes to do it for the Warriors.
Well, and there are actually a few players around the league who are not averse to drawing a foul while they're shooting a three-pointer. James Harden does it frequently as well.
They say he might have been in the have his toe over the line, so we'll see if they give him two or three. The first one is good by Scotty Strong, his first point of the game. I think he gets two more. Let's see. If they do rule that he was fouled while attempting a three-point field goal. Strong is ready. He fires it up, and it rolls good. So he's two for two. Now he's going to try for the hat trick.
Yep. The opportunity to shoot three free throws in this situation is I don't know if I'm thrilled about the rule, but it's in the rule for several years.
So out of Heritage High School, there was a lane violation that will negate the free throw. He made the free throw, but it will not count because of a lane violation.
The basketball gods heard me say that I didn't like the three free throw situation there, so they took the last one away.
Napa gets back on defense, driving it, and the ball is blocked out of bounds on a great defensive play by Oscar Frank here. As going up for the shot was Cortland McLean, and Frank batted it volleyball style out of bounds. Inbounds pass comes to Thomas, drives in, goes up, ball is deflected, whistle blows, and the ball went out of bounds off of Napa, they're saying. So it will be awarded to Solano with Cortland McLean ready to trigger the inbound. He looked, gets it into the left-hand corner. Driving in, going up, shooting, and missing was Stephanie. Rebound loose and picked up finally by Braxton Adderley for Napa, leading it by three. Adderley in the forecourt, right side to Bracey. Bracey well out, quarter court there, free throw line extended. Now they try to go low post. They can't get it in there, so it comes back out over to the left side. They're looking to Ali Musa, trying to get the ball into it. And the ball is deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa, but only 5 seconds on the shot clock. And we're noticing that Carson Caratini is doing a lot of the coaching tonight for Napa as they get ready to get their on the offense. The ball is deflected as it was down to 1 second when the ball went back out of bounds. This time it's given to Solano. So Solano with the ball, 6:15 to go here in the first half. Napa leading it by 3 points. Solano with the basketball at midcourt as Mime now takes it towards the left side, and there's a shove and a foul called against Napa. I don't think that this is a shooting situation, but it is the third foul on Ali Musa. There have been three fouls called against Napa. All three against Ali Musa.
And that could be problematic. And he is coming out for a sub right now.
Jordan Tolliver will take his place. Tolliver, a 6'1 freshman from St. Patrick, St. Vincent's in Vallejo. Triggering the inbounds is Stephanie.
one of four players out there, or on the roster anyway, from Will C. Wood at the Vacaville. We're at the six-minute mark now of the first half, 19-16. Napa in the lead. It is Mime trying a three, no good. Rebound taken out by Adderley. Napa on the attack, coming down between circles. Adderley gets it off to the side, and it gets a return pass, drives into the lane, feeds underneath on a good pass, but the shot was missed by Tolliver and rebounded by Solano. Good defensing here by Solano as Napa was able to work the ball inside. There, Cortland, a long two is good by Cortland McLean. That's his third field goal, one of the three-pointer. And we're tied now at 19. All in the middle. Pull-up jump shot by Frank is no good. Rebound taken out by Adams. Adams drives into the lane. Stops, turns, can't get a shot away, so passes back out. Comes to Stephanie. They're working it between circles now, well behind the three-point arc. As they start over to the left side, driving to the baseline and forcing a shot up, which he missed, was Sterling Thomas from Vacaville Bulldog territory. Gomez España called for the foul. So the four fouls called against Napa Valley, they've all been against Napa High graduates. There's the free throw, good. That was the first of two by Thomas, but there's a timeout taken now. And let's see if it is a full timeout. So they're going to take a full timeout. We'll take time now. 4:49 to go in the first half, and our score is tied up. Napa Valley College and Solano College at 19-19. Back after this. A reminder, you're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and we stream on the internet at kvon.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Iris C. Smith. We're here on behalf of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters to describe the action for the Napa Valley College Gymnasium as the Storm and Solano College Falcons are tied at 19, and back here for his second free throw attempt is Thomas, and he hits that one as well. So he goes 2-for-2 at the line, and Solano takes a one-point lead now. Napa brings the ball forecourt now. Adderley takes it, working well behind the three-point arc now, going from the left to the right, and a up-corner shot is good by Thomas Gomez España, hitting a three-pointer, putting Napa back in the lead and getting Gomez España his first basket in the ball game. Mime, forecourt, guarded very tightly by Grace, tries to drive around him, can't get around him, so fast it's to Stephanie, out to the top of the key to McLean. McLean drives in, goes up, foul from behind, he missed the shot. We will have two free throws. The foul goes on Frank, Oscar Frank. That will allow Courtney McLean to shoot two free throws. These are his first two at the line tonight, and he missed the first. He does have 7 points on three field goals, one of those a three-pointer. Into the lineup is George Stewart, a freshman. He was in earlier, played briefly, then went back out. McLean's ready with his second free throw. That one is good. Gives him 8 points. He and Adams each have eight, along with Ale Musa. So those three players are tied for high in the ball game thus far, with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Napa with the ball, working a bit on the weave. Solano looks like they've gone through a 2-3 zone, and shooting over and hitting a three is Malcolm Bracey. Gets his first basket, and it was a big one, a three-pointer to give Napa another four-point lead. They've been at 4 points several times, but can't get over it to get a five-point lead. Mime, top of the key, drives right, kicks the pass back over to Adams, fires a three, no good, rebound taken by Napa's Gomez España, brings it forecourt, double-team there, used up the dribble and has the ball taken away from him. And here comes a fast break for McLean the other way. Goes into the lane, pulls up, does not shoot, kicks it back out. It goes to Mime. Mime over to Adams. Adams guarded pretty tightly there by Adderley. Gets it over to McLean. He fires a three and hits it. McLean gets his second three-point basket, and it is Napa by one now, 25-24, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Bracy working there the center circle now, well beyond that three-point arc. Now they work it to Espana as he drives in, goes up with the left hand, and lays it in. Nice move by Tomas Gomez Espana. He's got 5 points now in the first half. Napa by three. Jordan Adams, forecourt. The pass over to Thomas. Thomas drives in, puts a hook shot up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Frank for Napa. Defense siphons by. Passes over to Bracy in the forecourt. Goes to the left of the key. There's a long two up. No good by Adderley. Rebounded by Solano. 2:10 to go here in the first half to Adams. Adams down the right side of the lane, but does not shoot. Puts the ball back out over to Mime. Mime between circles now as he starts down the right side. He passes it into the corner, then right back out it comes to Mime. Now shifting it over quickly to the left side. Adams drives in. Cut off the play, though, nicely by Gomez Espana. They're going to shoot over Gomez Espana just as the buzzer went off for the shot clock, and they missed, and rebounded by Napa now. Driving down, it's Frank. He goes all the way, tries a shot from the left side, no good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Solano. David Skeet back in, along with Terrence Coates for Napa. Napa's had 7 players score so far in the game compared to 4 players who have scored for Solano. But 2 of the players for them are up right there, 1 with 11, 1 with 8, so that's 19 of their 24 points. Napa with 27 points now. 3-point lead. Napa with the ball. They work it around Adderley. He's pivoting around. He had used up his dribble. Now he finds someone to pass to. Underneath, a shot up and just missed was Steep, but he was fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on McLean. That's his first foul. That's the 5th team foul. David Skeet, a sophomore out of Las Vegas, home of the Raiders. They're back at the free throw line. His free throw is good. So, Skeet has given Napa, again, a 4-point lead. Now we'll see if they can stretch it into a 5-point margin. His free throw is up. Oh, good. Rebound tipped up and in, but it will not count as Ali Moussa tipped that ball in, but there was a foul. It was on Ali Moussa, and that is 4 fouls I have on Ali Moussa. Well, at least that's what I have, and that hasn't been confirmed yet. Napa back on defense now. They missed a chance there for that tap-in, but there was a foul committed that allowed that to happen. In the forecourt, Thomas drives the left of the lane, goes to the baseline, pull-up jumper, rims, and goes in. As Alex Stephanie, or rather Thomas, really got the basket. Napa in the fourth quarter. We're in the final minute now, the first half. Down to Ali Moussa, deep deflected away from him, out of bounds. Well, Ali Moussa is coming out of the lineup now for Napa. There is a three-point attempt up. No good. Rebound put up. No good. Another Napa. Well, they went for the rebound, and it was... was there a foul on the play? I think it was maybe. Yeah, there was a foul called against Napa on that last rebound at the offensive end of the court. So they come down the opposite end of the court. That foul was on Coates. Free throw is good on the 1-1, so he gets the bonus. This is Sterling Thomas. He's made 3 out of 3, and he missed the next free throw, and the rebound comes off to Frank for Napa. Napa with the ball and a 1-point lead a half a minute to go here, 20 seconds on the shot clock for Napa. Top of the key, Adderley, right side. A three-point attempt, rims no good by Gomez Espana, rebounded by Solano with 10 seconds to go. They could take the lead. They're down by one. Pass goes to McLean. McLean drives the lane, puts one up, and it rolls off. Rebound by Napa, and that will end the half. Well, it was tight throughout. Back and forth tight. Neither team would get ahead more than 4 points in the first half. And we'll be back and take a look at some of the statistics, hopefully talk with Athletic Director Jerry Dunlap at Napa Valley College, where the host, the Storm, leads Solano College Falcons at halftime, 28-27. Back after these messages.
Community.
Well, we're back here at Napa Valley College where it is halftime. We'll check with Gino in a little bit about the first half stats, but first, we want to say hello to Jerry Dunlap, the athletic director here at Napa Valley College, as we're well into winter sports, and it is not that far away till spring sports get underway.
No, we get going. We got the baseball team heading out Friday afternoon. They're going down to Ohlone, and then Saturday heading down to Merced. And then our men's golf team tees off, I believe, on the 11th over at Woodland in a little Yellow Flyer tournament.
Well, that's something that Napa Valley College has had success in the past as far as golf.
Yeah, Bob Presti's really turned this program around. He's bringing up the numbers. We had two women play in the state tournament last year, and we believe we're going to have a pretty solid men's team. And hopefully we make it to that state golf tournament because we'll be hosting it this year May 13th at Silverado Country Club.
Presti kind of works with you now as a, kind of an associate or assistant.
Yeah, Bob's our assistant AD and helps you out with some of the game time management when needed, but he's awfully busy being the head women's and men's golf coach. So he keeps plenty busy.
He was a baseball coach there for a while and turned over a program that looks like it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, our baseball team has solid numbers. I believe we're gonna leave Friday afternoon with about 26, 27 players and hopefully off to a good season. The field's been a little wet, but I think they've been getting some time in this week since we dried up, and hopefully Dan has some success with them.
Are you going to be sharing the field this summer with the Napa Silverados?
Yeah, as of right now, the Silverados will be back. I believe they have some new folks that are going to be helping out, but we're moving forward with our agreement with the Silverados and look forward to having them this summer.
Are there any other new types of sports or activities that you're considering at Napa Valley College?
Right now we're sustaining what we have, but we have a vested interest in potentially bringing on women's beach volleyball within the next year or two. It's a growing sport. We have a couple teams within our own conference that are playing. Marin is currently. We're kind of waiting to develop more schools so that the travel costs can be lowered. But it is a sport we're looking at bringing on.
Are there other new sports that are coming on the scene?
No, that's it. We monitor what's going on. Actually, we've had a declining participation in local high school rates in most of the sports. So if we could just keep our numbers up, especially with the women's sports, we'll be happy.
You had to be pleased with the academics of this year's basketball team.
Yeah, Steve, they've done an outstanding job. These kids are wonderful to work with. Extremely polite. I believe they averaged a 3.2, 3.4 grade point average this semester. It's been, a real pleasure seeing these young men around the campus and doing good things in the classroom.
Now they've had two guys that have had perfect 4.0s and eight with 3.0s or better.
Yeah, again, they're kind of leading our men's group when it comes to academics. I believe Tomas Gomez is a 4.0 student. He's a Napa High kid and carries quite a few units. And, that's a lot of things that folks don't realize is that our student athletes here have to be full-time students to be eligible to play intercollegiate athletics. So majority of these athletes are taking 15, 16 units. We have one baseball player taking 22 units right now. And they're in the classroom as well as on the court or on the playing field.
Has there been much discussion about dormitories or additional housing?
know, again, that's something that Dr. Kraft, I know, has in his thoughts. And it's something as an athletic department we obviously would promote and would love to have see. So we'll continue to work with the college, and hopefully if that's the path that we want to travel down, the athletic department will be on board, definitely.
As athletic director, do you receive many inquiries from students from either in the area or outside the area about athletics?
Yeah, definitely. We have a new website. We developed a Presto Sports website, NBCStorm.com, if I don't mind plugging it. And there's a Recruit Me button on there, and they're able to reach out individually to all of our head coaches. And then we also get inquiries individually from RecruitMe.com that come to us. So we're starting to branch out and reach out. We are honoring the Promise Project here at the college, which initially allowed any local county high school student their first year, if they're full-time enrolled, to have tuition waived. And we're now opening that up to the state. So that's something hopefully our coaches can use when they go out on the recruiting trail to help, you know, kind of point kids in the direction of Napa Valley College. And it's a great college, as you all know, and now that we can have some assistance with tuition, it's going to be very helpful.
And facility-wise, you seem to just stay on top of things there.
Yeah, you know, we're working hard. Our facilities department works hand-in-hand. We're really hoping that we get funded for in the next 2 weeks to redo this gymnasium floor, you know, sanding it down, restriping it, repainting it, and kind of bringing it up to date. And
I remember when it was a composite floor.
The old rubber floor. I actually brought a gentleman in to get a quote on redoing it, and he happened to be the gentleman that put in this current wood floor. I didn't know that. And today we've kept it up really well. I believe it's been in here 13, 14 years. It needs some work to be brought back to life. We need to eliminate some of the old lines that no longer exist at the CCAA, NCAA level. But
lines all over the place. Huh?
We do. We have lines because, as you know, when NCAA changes a rule, it affects us. Financially, we don't have the ability to come wipe these lines out and redo it every year like, you know, Cal, UCLA, SC. But so, yeah, we're hoping to get a little upgrade here in this gymnasium. The Silverados has done a little work with our baseball facility. So, you know, we're looking at maybe expanding and working with some outside partners on developing some type of a soccer facility that could be used maybe out by the public as well.
But that baseball field, boy, that has just had a reputation of flooding.
Yeah, you know, our outside field sit in a flood zone. So, you know, that would be a dream of mine at some point. Those outside fields, we could raise them or get them moved somewhere to where they don't flood. And, you know, we're finding a couple other spots around the state that are starting to have the same situation. I found out today that Folsom Lake laser leveled their field this year, and it's been underwater since Thanksgiving. So we're not the only ones, but, you know, that's something we're in dire need of.
When your student, particularly the student athletes, want to see about transferring, what can you tell us about going on from Napa to a four-year school? Do you provide information to other schools that might be interested?
Yeah, without question. The majority of our coaches do a really, really excellent job in reaching out. I believe our baseball team had 12 young men move on last year. I know Steve had two that played at major college level. We are bringing back our part-time athletic counselor again, Rodney Webster, this week. We had Glenn Kell and Eric Martinez working with us. And they do an excellent job staying on track of the kids, making sure they're in enough units, and really having the units that we can move on and transfer to. So if the kids do well academically here and do well on the court or on the field, they have a very, very good opportunity to move on.
Well, we appreciate your moving on and commenting to us about the latest at Napa Valley College. Keep us posted, and we look forward to coming back and following these Storm players. Again, we'll be back, I think, when the Contra Costa is in here.
Great, and it's always good having you here, Ira. You know, everybody in town listens to you, so thank you for coming out.
Well, thanks for your cooperation, Jerry. Jerry Dunlap, the athletic director at Napa Valley College. We'll be back with the statistics of that first half. It's halftime here at Napa Valley College as the host, the Storm, Leeds Community, the Solano Community College Falcons, 28-27. Back after these messages. Well, we're back here at halftime, and let's check first of all with Dino Alessio on those first half stats.
As you can imagine, the stats are pretty darn even, which makes sense of the 28-27 Napa Valley College lead at halftime. The visitors, the Solano College Falcons, have taken 32 shots and made 9. That included 4 out of 15 from three-point range, so almost half of their shot attempts have been three-pointers. And they were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And that's how they got their 27 points. For the Napa Valley College Storm, they were 11 of 31. So they took just one fewer shot, but were a little more accurate. 11 for 31. They were 3 for 10 from beyond the 3-point line. And 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And that's how they got their 28 points. The turnover battle, it's in an excellent game in terms of low turnovers. Just 4 turnovers by Solano, just 7 by Napa Valley College. On the assist line, Solano has 6 assists on their 9 made baskets, so that's really good. 2/3 of all their baskets have been set up by somebody making an assist and setting up their teammate to score. And also good for Napa, they've got 6 assists on their 11 made baskets. The rebounding is strongly in favor of Napa Valley College, with 25 rebounds as a team compared to only 12 for Solano. And that's something that's going to be important in the second half. Solano had 3 blocked or partially blocked shots. Napa had 1 blocked shot. There were 4 lead changes in that first half, and the score was tied on 4 other occasions, and I'm looking forward to a really great second half, Ira.
Well, as you said, it was an exciting and very contested first half of action. Napa Valley College had 9 players get into the ball game, 8 of whom did score. George Colliver is the only one that saw action that did not score, and Tyler Girard, a 6'8 freshman from Calusa, is out with an ankle injury. That's too bad because they could certainly use his rebounding there with his 6'8 height. He is the tallest player on the Napa Valley College Storm roster. As we get set for the second half, in that first half, the Falcons had 4 players that scored. Only 3 had more than 1 point. Led by McLean with 11 and Adams at 8. Play resumes. We're underway. Settle back. Relax. Here we go. On all of the possessions, Solano gets the ball. Let's drive into the lane. And there is an offensive foul call. He made the shot. He followed through, but it will not count because Thomas is going to be called for an offensive foul. And we did check the official score, and Salim Halibus only has 3 fouls and not 4. So we had probably given the number 23 foul to him, and he is number 32. So we're just underway here, 28-27. Napa with the ball and the lead, top of the key. It's Bracey passing underneath. Ball is zipped away, and it goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Oscar Frank. So the Falcons get the ball in the backcourt. Napa releases. They'll go back. Well, now there's a one-man press in the backcourt. Bracey is there. And driving into the forecourt is Mime. Passes over the right side now to Thomas. Thomas fakes right, goes left, goes in toward the lane, then kicks it over to the left side, well behind the arc. Now they try to get it to a low post. They do, turning around, putting up a half hook. No good was Kelly, rebounded by Napa. Neither team has scored yet here in the second half as Napa brings it forecourt, and they have a double-teaming effort going on now as they have gone to a 2-3 zone defense. They will double team the player with the ball when they have the chance. Shooting over the defense and missing was Bracey, but Napa gets the rebound. It's an offensive rebound that was helped there. As they work it around, from left to right and into the free throw line. A 15-foot jumper is no good. The ball is off of Napa's skeet, out of bounds. It'll be Solano's ball. As we played a minute and a half here, both teams a little shaky getting started here with the second half of action. Into the fourth court is Thomas. Thomas, one of the sophomores on the Falcon roster. Over now to Kelly. Kelly got a little foul trouble in the first half, picked up a couple quick fouls. Over to Thomas, drives in. That shot is partially blocked. He missed the shot, and Napa rebound. Driving down the left side is Gomez Espana. Out, a three-point attempt up by Bracey is no good. Rebounded by Aaron Kelly for the Falcons. Lead pass comes into the forecourt, down to the right side to McLean. Back out it comes to Adams. Back close post left side this time. And they're going into the lane, and the half hook is no good by Kelly. Well, they get it into him on a low post, and he drifts into the lane and puts a little half hook up. But fortunately for Napa, he's been missing those. We've played 2.5 minutes without anyone scoring yet here in the second half. Napa with the ball. There is a three-point attempt. Swish! By Tolman Gomez Espana. That's his second three-pointer in the game. And Napa again with a four-point lead. There, the ball was nearly intercepted, but they get it to McLean, who drives in the lane, face left, goes right, puts the jumper up, and hits it. No, nice move by Cortland McLean. He's the leading scorer in the ball game tonight with 13 points. Napa's lead is 2. Bracey, forecourt, guarded very tightly there by Mime. And Solano's going back to a man-to-man defense this time down the court. Driving into the lane, and a good pass underneath to Frankie. Missed the layup, and Solano rebounds. They quickly bring in the fourth court, and Adams is fouled, a reach-in foul. The foul goes on David Skeet, his first. Well, back into the lineup for Napa Valley College is Salim Ali Musa. Had 4 field goals in that first half for 8 points, but picked up 3 fouls. And in the lineup for Solano is they brought in Alex Stepney, a freshman from Wiltie Wood. Napa also on the defense with a man-to-man alignment. Pass comes into the backcourt to Mime. Takes it over the left side. They get it there to Durf. Back over. Now to McLean. McLean in three-point range. Looks to shoot, but doesn't. Pass it out to Stephanie. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Driving into the lane. The shot is missed. Napa with the rebound into the forecourt quickly as Adderley drives into the lane. Feeds it off to the left side to Gomez. And he passes. And a reverse layup is good by David Skeet. His first field goal in the game. Skeet went, and there's a quick shot down the other end, no good, and Napa rebounds again. Napa up by 4 points. And into the fourth quarter, there's a foul going to be called there on Derp. Brandon Derp, the sophomore, not yet into the bonus situation, so Napa will inbound the ball. Malcolm Bracey sends it into Adderley. Adderley baseline right, sends it way back out between circles. As they try to, and the ball is taken away, but stolen back again by Adderley. Adderley passes it over to Thomas Espana. Tries a long one, no good. Rebound, good. As David Skeet got that rebound, went right back up with it and put it in. And Napa's ahead by 6. That's their biggest lead of the ball game now. 35-29. 15:20 to go here in the second half. Pass low post to Kelly. Kelly has his shot blocked by Ali Musa, and they battle and take the ball away from him. Napa with the ball and a 6-point lead as they quickly bring in the forecourt. Thomas drives in, goes up. Shot is blocked by McLean out of bounds. Boy, and it must have been touched by Napa because they're giving the ball over to Solano. It was a good block, but blocked it off of a Napa player. Adams is going back here to inbound the ball for Solano. He has Thomas there to help out. Gets the ball into the forecourt. Thomas top of the key. Working the right side. They try to bring Adams out on a high post. He sets a pick there. They roll on the pick, but going all the way in and laying it up and scoring is McLean. Well, they set that play up beautifully, and McLean was able to benefit from the screen that was set up for him. Happy with the ball now on a four-point lead, 14 and a half minutes to go here in the second half. Thomas Gomez España is double-teamed in the left corner, and his pass out of there is intercepted. Driving down is Thomas, going to the left side, putting it up with the right hand and scoring. On a little breakdown there by Napa, and it's a two-point game. What was a six-point lead is diminished down to 2 points now. Napa brings the ball forecourt, quarter court right side. Had Ali Musa come out to a high post. He'll get the pass there and passes it over to Adderley. Then he goes to a low post, and Adderley's going to be called for a travel. Well, as Dino says, not too many turnovers, though.
No, that was only the 10th against Napa, and only 5 turnovers for Solano, so good job there. Napa continues to maintain a 2-1 edge in rebounding, though.
35-33 is the score. Napa has the lead. Solano has the ball, and the ball is deflected off of Solano, I believe. We'll wait and see. They're going to have a short timeout, so we will keep it here. And just remind you that tomorrow night we'll have girls basketball on the air. Justin Sienna over at Napa High. And then on Friday night this week, it'll be again from Napa High, but it'll be the boys, Napa against Justin Sienna. And the way that the playoffs will work in this new Fine Valley Athletic League is the final regular season games will be played on Monday, that would be February the 4th, and then on Wednesday, February the 6th, they'll have the first place team play the fourth place team, and the second place team hosting the third place team, and then the two winners will play on Friday. Now, that'll be true for both the boys and girls. Both them will be playing on Wednesday night, and so we'll keep you posted on that, which games we'll be able to cover. Napa with the ball now, and they're looking it around. Ali Musa trying to get set there, comes out, sets a pick, then rolls on it, gets the ball, puts it up and scores. Ali Musa on a good move. Started to come to the outside, then set a screen, then roll on the screen, got the return pass, and laid it in. Coming over to the left side, a shot from the left corner, spins out, no good by Mime, and it's rebounded by Napa. A long pass comes down baseline, a reverse layup, no good, rebound, put up and in behind. Let's see if they're going to, hanging on. They're saying it was offensive goal interference, so that will not count by Ali Musa. And Steve Ball was saying that was coming off.
I noticed that Steve is a little more animated in the second half.
Yeah, but what I think is interesting is he's letting Carson Caratini do the coaching, for the most part, from the bench in this game. Inside of 13 minutes to go, play resumes. We're here in the second half. Napa on the defense as they work it around. Ramirez is back in. Over to Adams, tries a three, and it's an air ball. Adams hit 2 threes to start out the game early on, and he's hit a two-pointer since then, but that's been it. He is a freshman from Vacaville Bulldogs territory. Napa with the ball. Adderley drives in the lane, puts up a little floater, and hits it. Adderley's second field goal in the game, and Napa goes back up by 6, equaling their previous big lead in the contest. Thomas, right side, McLean, can't go. Gives to Adams. He tries another 3. No good. Rebound comes out and is taken by Bracey. Lead pass into the forecourt, but they can't go, so they'll kick it back out to Bracey between circles. Spreading the offense now. The defense is back to their man-to-man alignment. Pass goes over to Adderley. Drives in. Can't shoot. Gets it in the corner. There's a 3-point attempt off the front of the rim. No good by coast, but he gets his rebound. So Napa retains possession now on that offensive rebound by Coates, who'll drive the baseline, a pull-up jumper. Good by Coates! Well, nice play there by Terrence Coates, his second basket of the game. Quickly in the forecourt come the Falcons, and then there's the whistle and a foul. This is going to be Musa. That'll be four fouls on Musa. He's coming out of there, and Oscar Frank is coming in. Well, neither team has a lot of height out there. Aaron Kelly at 6'6 is the tallest player. There is a three swish. What a shot by Alex Stepney. That's his first basket in the game, and it was a long three. And we're back to a five-point lead now for Napa, 41-36. Adderley, he's open, doesn't shoot. Gets it over. There is a long two, no good by Bracey. Rebounded by Solano, and in the fourth quarter, reach-in foul. Ball against Adderley. So we're inside of 11 minutes to go now here in the second half, 41-36. Napa with the lead and Solano with the ball. Both these teams trying to break long losing streaks tonight. Someone will come out as the victor. Napa trying hard to see if it can't be them. A reverse layup is up, no good by McLean, rebounded by Napa. Into the forecourt come the Storm. Bracey out near the center circle. Now he starts his move, goes to the right side. Driving under the basket, kicking it over to the left. The three is good! Three-pointer from the left corner by Adderley. That's his first three-point basket of the game. And there is a timeout. And it's a short timeout. So with an eight-point lead, Napa is increasing its big lead.
And they're also increasing their lead in team rebounding. Napa now leads in rebounding by 38-18, so they're maintaining better than a 2-1 ratio. Of course, Solano doesn't have a lot of height out there, but it's just, you know, getting all those rebounds is obviously a big help, because every offensive rebound you get is another opportunity to score. Every defensive rebound you get, you're denying the opponents another opportunity to score, and it's definitely helping Napa. Napa has actually committed more turnovers. The turnovers are now 11-6. So Solano is leading there in terms of not turning the ball over. But the huge rebounding advantage for Napa is really helping them maintain this 8-point lead.
All right, when play resumes now, the Storm leading at 44-36 here in the second half. 10.5 minutes to go here in the regulation. Right now, Napa with its biggest lead of the ball game there at 8 points. Solano has the ball in the backcourt. Alex Stepney has Adams come back here to help him out, get the inbounds pass. Adams on the dribble. Adderley is guarding him fairly tightly. So Adams passes over toward the left side there to Thomas. Drives in, kicks it back out to McLean. Now over to Adams. Adams drives in, goes up, shoots, scores. Nice move by Jordan Adams. His first basket in the second half. He had 8 points in the first half. That puts him in double figures. We're midway through the second half now. Napa with the ball. Left side, Coates pulls up. Jumper, rims, no good. Rebound taken by Frank. Oscar Frank spins, fakes, and can't shoot. Brings it way back out on his pass to Adderley. Adderley working the weave with Coates. Now it comes over to the right side now to Strong. Strong starts to move in, used up the dribble, feeds underneath. There is a shot up. Good! And let's see if it counts. And it will count, and a chance for an and one. The foul goes on McLean. His second. What a shot there.
That was a spectacular shot. That gets filed under the category of, I'm getting fouled, I might as well throw it up and see what happens.
So that for Adderley gives him 9 points if they're trying to make it into double figures, and he does, thinking the free throw. He only had 2 points at halftime. He now has 10 points in the game, And Napa opening up a 9-point lead. Napa using their man-to-man yet. They use a little shift when they have to. Driving into the lane, Mime lays it in. Oh, pretty solo play by Andrew Mime there to get on the scoreboard for the first time. He's been their point guard. Gomez Espana passes the coach. Coach cut off, spins, and can't shoot. Passes it back out to Adderley. Adderley pulls up, 18-footer, rims, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Cortland McLean, a sophomore from Rodriguez High. Brings it forward court. The pass over to Mime. Mime directing traffic now. Napa tries to stay right on top of the defense. McLean shoots over Strong. They had a mismatch there. They lured Strong into the middle area there on the low post. And McLean had a pick height advantage on him there. So it makes it 47-42. Napa forecourt. So that's why underneath Strong, he is fouled. Well, he was going for the basket and was run into it. See if there's it's going to be against McLean. That's three fouls on him. And Strong is coming out. They were ruling it was not a shooting foul. It was the fourth team foul. That has had three team fouls so far here in the second half. Aaron Kelly back into the lineup for Solano. He's 6'6", boy, so he'll be in there to help rebounding. Coach shoots over the defense, no good. Rebound to Frank. Nice job by Oscar Frank. He has it baseline left. He decides not to go toward the basket, but brings it back out to set up their deliberate pattern offense. Gracie, between circles, well behind the three-point arc. Look, he doesn't shoot. That gets it to Coach. Drives into the lane, and a quick pass under the basket just slips through the hands of Oscar Frank out of bounds. He was not expecting the pass, I don't think. It got in tight there. And it's a 5-point lead. Napa back on defense. There's a steal by Coach. They get the ball over to Adderley. Adderley drives into the lane. Pull-up jumper for 14 just in front of the free throw line. He missed, and then there's a foul called. Jordan Adams is called for the personal foul. So Braxton Adderley out of Rodriguez High School hit the free throw line for Napa. His first free throw is perfect. On the night, he is 2-for-2 now at the foul line. Has made 3 2-point field goals and 1 3-point field goal. So he has 11 points. He's back there now eyeing the basket. That free throw is also good. Nice motion in his free throws. And Napa goes up by 7, 49-42. Getting back in their man-to-man alignment as Mime is going to ask for a timeout. We'll see. It's going to be a short timeout, so we'll keep it here with Dino.
So in this half, Napa has taken 20 shots, and they've made 8 of them. So 40% shooting. For Solano College, they've taken 19 shots, and they have made 7. So, again, the game statistically is staying fairly even, as is the score. And that's the thing about basketball. You know, when we do a football game, one team might dominate on the stat sheet but not on the scoreboard. But in basketball, the stat sheet really is telling the story. Napa continues to have a tremendous rebounding advantage. They're now 40-19 in rebounding, and that's just a huge advantage in a game like this.
Well, some teams will win this game, and that will end a losing streak. Solano has lost 10 in a row. Napa has lost 6 in a row. And they are the two teams holding up the rest of the Bay Valley Conference. Play resumes now. 15 seconds on the shot clock for Solano as they bring the ball in. To the front court now. They have it between circles. Adams fakes right, goes left, to the left of the key, cut off, spins around, 1 second to go, and then the shot clock was off, but Napa had a steal anyway as he was trying to force the shot that was partially blocked, and Napa comes away with the ball. Coates has it in the fourth quarter. That bounce pass goes over to Franks. Pull-up jump shot, rims no good. Rebound put back up. No good there, but a nice offensive rebound by Skeet. Rebounded this time by Sterling Thomas for Solano. Falcons on the attack now as they quickly come down, and the ball is deflected by Napa out of bounds. It'll stay with Solano. Cortland McLean is back into the ballgame. He's been their big guy in scoring. He's only 6'2", a sophomore from Rodriguez, has 17 points. So they have 19 seconds on the shot clock. Adam put the shot up, no good. The rebound and a foul called. Adams got, or Kelly rather, got the rebound. And Adderley picked up the foul. Adderley's about 5'10", and Kelly is 6'6". Kelly fouled in the act of shooting on the offensive board. Free throw is good. And surprisingly, that's the first point of the game for the 6'6 freshman out of Bandon. Play for the Bandon Vikings as he is back there. And his right-hand free throw rolls in, hit the lip of the rim, and we just made it over for his second free throw. And it's 49-44, a five-point Napa lead. Adderley in the fourth quarter. Nearly had the ball punched away by Mime, but it was recovered by Adderley. Over to Bracey. Bracey right at the top of the key. Over to Coates. Drives to the baseline. Cut off there. They look under there. They have Steve trying to get open there. Keith now comes out of the high post, sets a pick, now rolls on the pick. The pass though goes to Thomas. Thomas to the left of the lane, drives in and puts it up right at the buzzer to beat the clock. And Frank has his third field goal in the game, and it's a seven-point lead inside of 6 minutes to go. Here in the second half, here is three good by Kelly. Kelly, who hadn't scored until those last two free throws, now gets a three-point basket, and it's a four-point game. Napa with the ball and the lead. Over the left, Bracey drives in, cut off the play, out to Coates. He's open for a three. He got it. Terrence Coates drills a three. That's his second three-point basket in the game. He has 8 points. And driving down, oh, the shot is blocked by Frank on a drive attempt there by the Falcons, but they get the ball right back. So the Falcons with 15 seconds on the shot clock. McLean drives in, goes up, and he scores. McLean now with 19 points. Here's a full timeout asked for and received by Solano. So we'll take time now with the scoreboard showing just inside of 5 minutes remaining, and it's Napa 54. Solano 49, back after this message. Body. Well, we're back here at Napa College. I'm Ira C. Smith, Dino Alessio with the stats, and Napa, see if they can hold on for another 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting. Napa keeps trying to run away, and Solano keeps getting back within 4 or 5 or 6 points.
So Napa has the ball. They lead it by 5 points now as Adderley brings it in the forecourt. Mime is guarding him very tightly. The pass goes over to Gomez Espana, angle left side, free throw line extended area there, and he is guarded very closely. He finally gets the pass away before the five count over to Adderley. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Adderley's jump shot's up, no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Aaron Kelly. And here come the Falcons into the forecourt as they get it to Thomas. Drives around one. Shot is blocked by Ali Musa. And Napa comes away with the ball on a nice defensive play by Salim. Down the right side, they come. Salim puts the shot up. And we have a whistle. It looks like an offensive foul, and that would be five I have on Ali Musa. Call a foul on him. So he will leave the game with 4:10 remaining here in the second half. That's tough as far as the offensive rebounding as well as some good defense. So let's see what Napa can do now with 4 minutes exactly to go here in the second half. And McLean with the ball for Solano on the right side. Well out, three-point range. He looks at a three. He wants to take it, but Gomez Espana won't let him. They put the ball up, and scoring is Thomas. Thomas gets his second-half field goal, and it's a three-point game now. Adderley walks the ball into the forecourt. Mimi starts to pressure him now. Ask him to quarter-court right side to Gomez Espana. Oh, a nice pass underneath, but the shot was missed by Frank, but he was fouled and will shoot two free throws for Napa. The foul is on McLean. I got that as four fouls on McLean. He's been the main source for scoring as well as rebounding for Solano. And at the free throw line, scoring the first free throw is Oscar Frank. His first free throw attempt. He's from Trenton. He'll be back at the line now. And he bounces the ball. And that's from New Jersey. He makes the free throw. And that's his 8th point in the game. And it's a 5-point lead again. And then quickly down the other end, there is a quick whistle. There's a hold called against Thomas Gomez Espana. Not yet into the book, but both teams will be in the 1-1 bonus on the next common foul. Both teams in the bonus now. There's a pull-up jump shot by Thomas. Rims no good. Rebound. Battle four put up by, no, he didn't put it up, but Jordan Adams came away with the ball. Mimi over the side to Thomas. Fires a three. No good. Rebound battle four, and Napa comes away with the ball with 3 minutes to go, leading by 5 points. Gracie comes into the forecourt, guarded very tightly by Thomas. Takes it left side now. Gets it to Adderley. Adderley, a bounce pass, quarter court left side. Gets it over there to Gomez Espana, working one-on-one against Mime. Used up the dribble and gets a pass over to Thomas. Drives in and deflects it away, and a foul called. Could be the 1-1 will be in effect for Napa. The foul goes on Solano's Adams, his second. So this is where free throws can really help you on the bonus. Need to make the first to get the bonus. Jordan Adams comes out of the lineup. Alex Stepney comes back in for Coach Nagel. On the front end of a 1-1, he missed the free throw, and Solano rebounds. So Skeet missed the free throw opportunity. 2.5 minutes to go. Coming down with the ball, Kelly. Kelly kicks it back out to Mime. He fires and hits a three. Oh, very timely by Andrew Mime. That's his first three-point basket. He has 5 points in the game, and it's a two-point game now with 2:15 to go here. Adderley in the forecourt. Started pretty tightly over there by Mime. Gets it over to Gomez Espana. The ball is deflected away, and a scramble for a loose ball, and it is picked up by Solano. Solano brings it forecourt, and it's a stolen pack by Napa. Oh, what an exchange. What a big play there by Napa, getting the ball back, and they're going to take a dive out. Wow, that was exciting for a moment.
That was a tremendous sequence. The players are fighting for the ball, diving all over the court. It looked like the player for Solano had it and was going to be able to break away to the basket for the tying basket, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, a Napa Storm player swooped in and took it right back from it. I think there were about 8 turnovers on that play. I'm just going to count one against each team, though, because it was just, but that was just a tremendous sequence, and if Napa wins, that may be our play of the game, because that was a chance for Solano to tie the game.
Well, we'll see what happens here in the final minute. 49 seconds to go, and it's 56-54 score. Napa led at halftime by 1 point, 28-27. These same two teams will play over in the Fairfield area, Sassoon area, on February the 22nd, that's a Friday. That'll be the final regular season game, the final game of the season for these two teams. The next game for Napa is Friday night of this week at home against Merritt, the team that they defeated the first time they played in overtime, 75-72 on a last-second shot from midcourt that went in. All right. Solano on the defense, using some pressure now, but Napa gets the ball inbounds. It comes to Adderley. This is Braxton Adderley from Rodriguez High School, lobbing a pass over to the side. They double-team the player with the ball, but they get it out over to Thomas. And Thomas Gomez España missed a three. And with a minute and a half to go, Solano has the ball, a chance to tie it up, and they're going to take a timeout. Now, every possession, very important now. And let's see if they're taking a full timeout or just a 20. The official has not indicated. Hey, just see what she did. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take timeout now with just inside of a minute and a half to go and a two-point Napa lead. We'll be right back after this.
Loving it.
You're listening to KBON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kbon.com. Along with Tino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith. We're here now as Solano inbounds the ball. They have it in the backcourt now, trailing by 2 points. Mimi gets the ball in the forecourt. Over the right side to Thomas. Thomas on the angle, goes towards the baseline, goes into the lane, puts the jumper up and hits it. Sterling Thomas has knotted up the ball game with his 13th point of the contest. We're tied at 56. Napa with the ball. Bracy brings it to forward court. Guarded very tightly there by Thomas. Bracy starts his move to the right. Can't go. Passes it back out now to Gomez España. Underneath, the pass goes up and in by Oscar Frank. Frank got open under the basket on the low post. They got the good pass to him, and he laid it in. And there is another timeout asked for. Huge basket there.
It absolutely was. And, you know, with Salim Ali Musa having fouled out of the game, it's going to be important for Napa College to work for good shots because they've lost a lot of that big offensive rebounding advantage that they had. In fact, the rebounding is tightening up a little bit as in the last few minutes, Solano has started to gain quite a bit. They're still behind for the game in rebounding, but they're doing a much better job without Ali Musa in there. So it's going to be important for Napa. Of course, now with 44 seconds left, they lead by two. So they really need to focus on their defense here and try and make a stop. And, of course, if they can make a stop, then we're going to get into a fouling situation. Napa has made 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. So that bodes well for them. Solano's been good, too. They've made 7 out of 10 on their free throw shooting. So if it comes down to free throws, it could be anybody's game.
Both teams are in the 1-1 bonus. Neither team is in that double bonus as of yet. Only 44 seconds to go. Solano gets the ball at midcourt. They inbound it to the backcourt. It goes to Mime. Mime picked up the timeline by Malcolm Bracy. Starts to the right side on the dribble. Bracy reaches in, tries to punch the ball away. The pass goes to Thomas. Baseline right. He kicks it over to the left side now. And driving in, going up McLean. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Napa. Coming away with the ball is Oscar Frank. And they're in the backcourt. Throws the ball away. He had a player off on his left wing there. And one of the players went down hard. A player from Solano. That looks like it was Thomas. He is still down on the court. And it was on that rebound that he went down. I'm not sure exactly what happened on that throwaway.
I don't know either. The rebound took place, and I looked down at my score sheet to make a little tick under for rebound for Napa and looked up to sign that the Napa player had thrown the ball away, which was kind of critical because, he, as you said, he had a man open.
and a good pass there could have led to a breakout, and they don't really need to score. They're up by two. What they needed to do is just advance the ball beyond the timeline and force Solano to foul. So that was a big error. We'll have to see if Napa can overcome it. They still got a two-point lead with 25 seconds left.
So the shot clock is no longer a factor, but Napa goes on the defense. And Cortland McLean inbounds the ball. Here we go. Clock is moving. The ball is moving in toward the right-hand corner. They get it over to Stepney. Tries the three. Kaboom! He got it! What a huge shot. Napa's down by one. 12 seconds to go. Napa in the forecourt. Here's Gomez, and they take a timeout. Napa takes a timeout. Alex Stepney buried that three there from deep in the right side. A little bit of an angle, right, not quite to the free throw line extended area.
It was a bold move by Solano. They needed two to tie and three to take the lead, and they got the three-pointer. And I believe, according to my notes, that is the first time Solano has led since the first few minutes of the game.
Well, it is very timely that they have done so. Napa with the ball and 9.5 seconds to go here in regulation. Now, what do you do if you're Coach Steve Ball? This is his 14th year, and he lost a lot of his players from last year, but this year he gets a lot of the players back. Only two sophomores on the squad, Malcolm Gracie being one, and David Skeet being the other one. Napa comes into tonight having lost six in a row, but Solano has lost 10 in a row. Overall, Solano 2-16, Napa 3-16. Napa at one stretch won the three games in a row. They have to inbound the ball. They get it into Adderley. Adderley drives to the right, 6 seconds, lifts it back out to the left. The ball is deflected, stolen away, and a foul is called against Napa with 1.6 seconds. And there is a technical foul that's going to be called on David Skeet as he went to shove one of the Solano players. And he may have been ejected from the game as well.
Wow, and that's a colossal error because down by one, Napa still would have had a chance, even if Solano made both free throws. Napa would still have had a chance to try a tie with a three.
But losing the ball on that without even getting a shot away, and there's only 1.6 seconds to go, and
Right, so the problem is now, from Napa's point of view, that Solano is not only going to shoot the free throws, but they're going to be able to inbound the ball, which really reduces Napa's chances of getting a shot at it.
I'd say it's probably zero. I don't think reduces it. It just eliminates it. So the first free throw is good. Shooting the free throw is the guy that made the three-point basket, by the way, Stephanie. He makes the first one. Makes the second one. Now let's see who they designate to shoot the technical. He's going to. They're going to put Siren Thomas up there to shoot the technical. He's made three out of four tonight. No, those were the technicals that were shot by Stephanie. So this is the 1-1 now for Thomas, shooting on the 1-1. And he missed it. Napa gets the ball. They did not call it a timeout, and that will end it. So Solano came up, takes the lead toward the end of the game, and extends Napa's losing streak to seven in a row, but they end their own losing streak at 10 in a row. What a relief for John Nagel, I'm sure, but what a frustration for Steve Ball.
Yeah, but just a tremendous basketball game. As I mentioned in our pregame, when you get two teams that are scuffling, sometimes you end up with a really awesome game because both teams are going to play super hard knowing that this is a chance to get a victory, and the talent level is, you know, even. And so what you end up with is really a classic game And, I mean, it's a shame somebody had to lose it, but it was just a terrific game by both teams. Solano did a great job of hanging around. They trailed by as many as eight or nine on one occasion, and yet they kept staying in it. They fought back, and then I really think it was a big turning point when Salim Ali Moussa fouled out of the game. I think that really was an equalizer.
Well, we'll be back and take a look at the final totals in the ball game and select a player of the game as Napa drops down to 3-17, 1-6 in the league, and Solano goes to 3-16. They are 1-7 in the league, but they erased that losing streak, which was at 10, and it is now a one-game winning streak for the Royal and White Falcons. We'll be back in a moment then to wrap it up, the final 59 or 61 to 59 after these messages. Well, we're back here at Napa Valley College. Too bad the storm can't celebrate, but certainly Solano will be after that. Come from behind the victory tonight over the Napa Valley College Storm.
Yep, it was a really good game, and I think the shooting stats will sort of bear out how even of a game it was. First, for the visitors, the victors from Solano College, they ended up for the game, well, in the second half, they were 13 out of 33 shooting. Altogether, they were 22 out of 65 from the floor, just over 33%. On the three-point shots, they were just 4 of 15 in the first half, but 4 of 8 in the second half, for a total of 8 out of 23. And on the free throw line, they were very strong, making 9 out of 13, which is excellent, and that's how they got their 61 points. For the home squad, the Napa Valley College Storm, they were 22 out of 58 from the floor, so they shot a slightly higher percentage, making the same number of field goals on seven fewer shots than Solano. On the three-point shooting, they had 3 in the second half to go along with. They had made 3 out of 10 in the first half. They were 3 out of 7 in the second half. So both teams shot better from the three-point area in the second half. So 6 out of 17 total there for Napa. And then on the free throws, they were quite strong. They ended up making 8 out of 10 from the free throw line, although that one miss in the final minutes did hurt. But a good job there by Napa on its free throw shooting. The turnover battle was largely in favor of Solano. Solano turned the ball over just 9 times in the game. The Napa Valley College Storm turned the ball over 15 times. The assist battle, 10 assists on 22 made baskets for Solano, 12 assists on 22 made baskets for Napa. So very similar there. Napa had the big rebounding advantage by a total of 44 to 27. But it is interesting to note that at one point Napa led in rebounding by 40 to 19. But in the final 5 minutes or so, Solano out-rebounded Napa 8 to 4. And that ended up being a huge difference, obviously, in this game. Napa was the first to score. The lead then changed hands 5 times after that. The first 4 of those lead changes occurred in about the first 8 minutes of the game, and then the final lead change was Solano going into the lead with just about a minute to play on a 3-point basket. The score was also tied on 5 other occasions. Oh, and there were 3 block shots by Solano and 4 by Napa. So as you can see from the stats, a very, very even basketball game. And it's just a shame that one of the teams has to lose it.
Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the victors from the Sassoon area, Solano College Falcons, led by Cortland McLean. He had 8 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. He hit 2 three-pointers and wound up with 19 points in the game. High production for the game. Sterling Thomas had 5 field goals, made 3 out of 5 at the foul line for 13 points. They were the double-figure scorers along with Jordan Adams, who started out strong. He had a couple threes and then just added a couple twos the rest of the way to wind up with the 10 points in the game. Solano had 10 players that saw action in the contest, and now they had 9. Check that. Looking at other scoring, Aaron Kelly had a 3-point basket and 2 for 2 at the foul line for 5 points. George Stewart, 1 for 2 at the foul line for a point. Andrew Mime had a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket for 5 points. And the guy that hit the threes down the stretch, made the 2 free throws at the end, but the big one was that 3-pointer, was Alex Stepney. He wound up with 8 points, 2 3-point baskets, 2 for 2 at the foul line. That was all in the second half there. And that was the scoring of 61 points for Solano. For Napa, the scoring was fairly balanced here, with 12 points for Braxton Adderley on 4 field goals and 3 for 3 at the free throw line. One of his field goals being a 3-pointer. He had 2 points at halftime, got another 10 then in the second half. 10 points in the game for Oscar Frank, as he hit on 4 field goals and 2 out of 2 at the foul line for 10. And Salim Ali Musa also had 10 points on 5 field goals. He fouled out with 4:10 to go in the ball game. With 8 points apiece were Terrence Coates on 3 field goals. 2 of them were 3-pointers. And Thomas Gomez Espana with 8 points. 2 field goals were the 3-point variety. So he had the same kind of stats as Coates did in the game. David Skeet had 2 field goals, 1 out of 3 at the foul line for 5 points. Scotty Strong made 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for 2 points. Malcolm Bracey made an early 3-point basket, and that was the extent of his scoring. He wound up with those 3 points. That was the extent of the scoring. 9 players played for the Storm as well. At halftime, Napa led 28-27. But down the stretch, just had trouble. They wound up scoring 31 second-half points compared to 34 second-half points for Solano in that game that was BVC, the Bay Valley Conference contest. Napa's next action this Friday night at home against Merritt, the team that they defeated by 3 points in overtime, 75-72, but they're going to have to get a lot more scoring to get up in that area.
Well, I was still very impressed with Napa's performance tonight. I was impressed with both teams. I mean, you wouldn't have guessed to watch this game that these two teams are struggling, you know, on the one-loss record. It was just a very even matchup. It could have very well been two teams with winning records playing each other, and you would have had probably the same kind of a game. It was a very enjoyable game to watch and to keep stats for, and it bodes well for the future for both of these teams as they continue to build up their rosters, you know, going into next year.
All right, well, your selection then as far as player of the game, if you had to make a selection?
Well, for Napa Valley College, I really liked Braxton Adderley, who had 12 points and made one of the most sensational baskets I've ever seen. On the reverse layup, he was being fouled and as he went under the basket and threw the ball up. And not only did it go in, the net barely rippled. So I really liked his shooting from the floor, and he also was good from the free throw line. So I'm going to go with Braxton Adderley as my guy for Napa College. And for Solano, I really liked Stepney, the young man. three-pointers down the stretch.
Okay, well, just as we're picking for both sides, I'll go with Courtney McLean. He was a big factor in there, particularly rebounding-wise and all, even though he wound up with 19 points high in the game. And I'll go with Salim Ali Husa, because when he fouled out, that really hurt Napa. And with his absence in there, the Falcons came back and won the game. And that's our story. So thanks a lot for joining us. Join us again tomorrow night at 6:45. It'll be Justin Santa Girls over at Napa High at the Messner Gym. And then Friday night, it'll be the boys there at the Napa Gym, Justin Santa at Napa High. So our thanks to Angelo Lyons. He's our engineer back at KVON Studio. Dino Alessio with the statistics. I'm Ira C. Smith, and it's all been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Final score, Solano College Falcons 61, Napa Valley College Storm 59.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.